Torah anytime. Kavashkacha Pratis. And Kalaloshin and Rabbi Yosef Yapi. Why don't they obey the Shalom for everything? Now, it's a big Yisro, it's a chaparai. Every minute, chapash moves with the Yavish. Give you anything you want. I want to tell you, I have two messages. I knew two giants in the last door. Rabbi Miller, Zatzal, Rabbi Nosson Bachfeig. Rabbi Nosson Bachfeig told me, Alles get the tata. Hashem gives you everything. Laz nisht up the tata. Don't let go. Because the Yitzhar is going to make you let them. Keep moving, you'll get everything you want. This man got Gilul Yod, the one who said that. Rav Nosson. Keep going, don't be this fool. And Rabbi Miller Zatzal told me, I was taking a walk with him, and suddenly, very suddenly, from nowhere, he just blurted out, had no connection with what we were discussing. Such a beautiful world that Kodesh Baruch Hu made. So many midas to work on. Yeah, it is. So many midas to work on. Now look, I was just told today, Reb Shlomo Volba Zatzal, I heard, somebody was close to him. He told me, Reb Shlomo Volba said, no starting Cheshbon HaNefesh, not this door. I did this wrong, I did that wrong. You're going to go, Meshuggah. For this door, you write your milas. Now, I didn't know that he said that. But I've been screaming that like crazy. Because I see the truth of it. Don't get involved. They did this wrong, that wrong. Get out of the mud. Laws up. Yetzhara wants you to see evil. Get away. Just like we just heard now. Beautiful. Chaim Volozhin said, rock, rock, call all young. Means you want to see bad in yourself all day. No, you're the volume. So therefore, a person should not get involved in seeing bad in himself. Reb Shlomo Volba. Now, Rabbi Yisai, I'm going to tell you a ha'ara in a different direction. Take it or leave it. I came to a conclusion that getting involved in your chesroinus ain't so bad. You can do it and you'll enjoy it. Mishkefel. It's based on the Alta von Avadigs. You say, do ad makam shiyodei magas. And then you potter. And then you'll get siyata dishmaya. Now, I've done this. I can't describe to you how gishmak it is. You keep doing it. You do like this. You write down as many chesroinus as you want. It's fun. In Avadig, they said, kenei l'chochava. The koneh. Kun is a pen. Should be your friend. Call your pet friend your best friend. Write down. I have a bad habit. I come late to davening. Boom. Next. I'm always yelling at my figure. Next. I'm always, whatever you got there. Keep writing them down. Now, on each thing, write a possible solution. Coming late. Maybe I'll be misspelled before I go to sleep. Maybe I'll daven at a different place. Right, one or two, three. You don't know how much energy you get by spelling out what you're doing wrong, because I'm going to tell you something. Shlomo Volba is right. You write down your chesroinus ain't so good. But I want to tell you, when it's floating around your head all day, which it is, it sits all over you. You're thinking of it without trying. You don't have to write down nothing. It's 24/7 people are thinking of the chesroinus. And that's not so great when you write it down and you pinpoint what's wrong. And then you write a possible solution. And then you go with the alphas, you say that you did what you could and the Eibishter will help you already. It's a bomb. I found suddenly, without even realizing it, this thing's improving and that thing's improving. And again, you're not mechuyev to turn your chap maluchim, or Chaim Halpern used to say, chap nishkei maluchim. You know, you're going to turn into a malach overnight. Do what you can. And that's fine. David says happy with that. So anyway, that's a ha'ara that I would like to. I'm working this out. Ain't the end of the world. I find that very often even more gishmak than learning my positive musa on betachin. One thing I'll tell you. I learned musa today and it was not on betachin. And believe me, I feel the difference. I don't care what musa you learned. You learned the Black Gemara. You didn't learn musa on betachin. You know, it's not the same. You're a different person. You don't know what it does to you. But you learn Musa. I'm very happy. Did you learn Shah B'tochen? Or you learn Musa? You didn't learn B'tochen? Zayme Gesund. It's not working. I don't care what you did. I'll tell you what happened with me once with Rabbeiza. I had a big issue and I needed money. I needed the Yeshua, whatever it was. I was holding stock and learning those days. Regular learning. Besides Musa, I was doing it all. I was stock. I learned Musar, half an hour, whatever. The rest of the time, I blocked Gemara like normal. And nothing happened. I didn't have my Yeshua. And I was amazed. I called my Rebbe, Rabbeiza. I'm not getting my Yeshua. And I'm doing everything. How much Musar you're learning? Half an hour. But I'm learning a blocked Gemara. So, you want a blocked Gemara? Or you want to have a Yeshua? Take your pick. You want to be a Bissel Gesalam, then why not? You know that? I've seen it happen where Yungalite, they don't have the chinuch of learning a lot of Musar and Betachim. And they learn, and it's fine. And they're Rachman al-Utslan. They've had difficult times, and I don't want to say how difficult, serious problems. They have no shaykhs with Musa. What are you going to do with the poor guy? You want your Yeshua? You learn B'tochen. Don't learn Reishis Chachma on the Chvesvas, on whatever it is. You learn a Sefer on Kinah Taiva Kavod. You got to learn on B'tochen. You want a Yeshua? You got to learn that. But I did. Learn more. Still nothing out. Learn more. In the Vardik, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. It's impossible not to work. I was told this again and again. And I heard it from people who lived it. And by me, it eventually worked. Not stam. I have nitsim guluyim. I have doctors amazed. How'd you do it? I learned betochen and more betochen and more betochen. You learn betochen, the Eibush that helps. And if you need more, sometimes you need more. It's not beyond me to learn hours a day. Come inside. Let's go. We got Torah anytime. The estimate, the last estimate was about 4,000. We're not sure, but we just want you to know who I am. You want to push me back? I better watch it. Haman was an ego maniac. That's exactly what Haman was. You want to push me back and my Olam is going to, they are flooding me. You want to push me back? Okay. Anyway, Rabbeisai Milan B'tachim now. That's right. You can't be chaylik on your Rebbe. It's not right. But I do this all the time. Because I know if he'd come down here, you know if Chazal would see the way people are taking their words and using it in the wrong way. You know, my Rebbe once told me, this Chazal is not for you. There are Chazals that are Kodesh Kedoshim. We know that, but not for you. The Chazal is not for you. It's hurting you. But it's Chazal. But it's not for you. You ever hear it? You know, look, eating matzahs is a mitzvah. But not on Sukkot, you know. Eating in a sukkah, eating chametz in a sukkah is good for sukkahs. It's great. When, where, how, who? There's different people, different dairies. You have to get the chazal that works for you, that you like, that turns you on, and stay with it. That's what you got to do. Now, my Rebbe did tell me, but I'm still sitting on that. Rebbe Chaim Otzelweinkrid told me before Purim, Tavern Shikha, you won't be Besimcha. From learning Chavis Avavis for 4 hours, then you'll be Besimcha. And I'm Nifshal. I drink, Rabbi Isai. I drink. I'm Nifshal. I'm not quite in my Rebbe's Madrega. I'm hoping to get there. But at the moment, I drink. And I recommend everybody drink. I see one of the questions they're going to be asking me is, what should you do? What do I think of drinking? That's one of the questions. Wow. You picked the right customer for that question. You want to know what I think of drinking? Ha ha. You haven't guessed that by now. What do I think of drinking? The more the merry. What's the question? Drink. I know Chaim Bolin. They held that, Chaim Bolin, they held that, Kepshutai. I once asked the Chaim Bolin, how do you, Chaim Bolin, Mitsumi Vipuri, Adla Yonda, what are you giving me? The Ramah, which Ramah? Who? They don't seem to ever have heard of the Ramah. In a certain crowd, it's a Gemara. Come on, what are you doing? You know, there's in that Gemara, something went wrong after. Oh, yeah, Bo Rabba v'shachat Rab Zeir. You know the Gemara? Rabba came and he shechted. He got Adlo Yada. He got up and he shechted his friend. He shechted. The covered Purim. Shechted him. You know the Gemara? Sach. Yeah, whatever. Shechted him. Push him shot. He went ahead and he shechted him. Adlo Yada and he shechted his. Oh, Adla Yada, boom. He shechted his best friend. Right there, middle of the Purim Suda. He turned it into Atisha B'Av. Right? Shechted him. So then when he recovered, they told him, look what you did. So he said, oh, okay, that's no problem with Amorayim. Rabba, it's a problem. So what's Tchiasa? The smallest Amorayim can do Tchiasa makes him. That's Klingeld. For Amorayim, We'll straighten them out, 1, 2, 3. Rab Zayda, no, Atkan. Tchias HaMeisa, and that was over. And he said, he brought him back alive. So the next year, he invited him again. He invited him again to the Suda. He said, well, hold. So what are you afraid of? I'll shecht you. So he said, what happened? I'll do it, Tchias HaMeisa. What's the problem? It's the Gemara, no? So he said, I don't think because he was afraid he couldn't do it. He probably held in din. In din. Of course you'll survive me, but you don't l'chatchila do something that you're going to have to do a nes. Probably, that's no. In brisk, that's what they would say. So, in din, but it's not a real problem with me. The smallest number, bring him back along. So anyway, now, Yesh Aymrim, I forgot who says this. The reason why that Gemara comes right after Chayav Adam Sumi Vipuri, you know why? Ba'amaisev, Elister, what are the style of Chazal? You have Machloikas and then you have a story, Mitamol, you know? What's the story there for? There's a reason. To show you, maybe you Taka shouldn't do it. Adlo Yada. Who? Who says this? Because of the mice. There you go. Rebbeinu Chaim says, the mice is a mice, a lister, whatever. The mice that shows you love them. Oh, but it's not on Gerumen. We paskin ad l'yoda. Listen to this. Shahakolim advonai. L'chaim yishuz gemunis. Everybody, Allah's alum, Yeshua's, and Zikir Rabban, the more Zikir Rabban, the more, give a bracha, Allah's alum, self-esteem. This is my Ahintig bracha, you know. Every door needs its own brachas. I give brachas for self-esteem. Come inside. Mir Tashem, from now on, self-esteem. Give a bracha. You know they ask, what do they say? What is it? Bonum Chaim Azoinei. Gefes, right? What's the usual brachas they give people? Gzin, Benachas, Bediro, Panusa, Gzin, Nachbar. For this door, you need a new nusach. Self-esteem. A mass self-esteem. Mir Tashem is all self-esteem. Well, Hom Betochen. The bracha you gotta get is Behaget Betochen. Just get, I have more mileage. When I daven, I used to daven for my, to get money. And I once asked for $1 million, and within 2 weeks I got a Yerusha of 100,000. My Shviga got from the Nazis, Yemach Shemam, she went through Auschwitz. So I asked, Eibishta, in Borei Choleinu, Eibishta, I'd like $1 million. And what happened? 2 weeks later, I get a message on the phone. We have good news for you. The money's rolling in, $100,000. I should have said, Eibishtai, you asked for $1 million. If I would have been an Emerson mensch, I would have done that. But we got the $100,000. Sure. I never saw it anyway. My wife got a hold of it, and the rest, I don't even know. But that part I remembered. You ask, you get. Come inside. Wait, give these guys. Push me back a little more. I want these guys to have room. Oh, pick up the table, everybody. Let's go. The Rebbe is not that heavy. Go on, push me back more. I'm not one of those heavy, heavy Rebbes. My wife isn't that Hungarian. It's the Halba Hungarian. Kim Tzara, Mach Tzachemesh. Come inside. It's Erev Purim on my side. Some people are Mahadrin on Chanukah. Some people are Mahadrin on Chanukah. Mahadrin, I hold now, but every door has its own, you know. I'm Mahadr on Purim. I start now. What are we waiting for? If Ketcher is days halten, I can't wait, you know. I want to tell you something. If so, Salanta couldn't wait for Elul. They say that on Pesach, he once fainted. He said, what happened? He revived him. He says, I was just thinking of Elul. It's only 6 months away. You know, so he fainted on Pesach for Elul. I want to tell you something. Do you know how sweet Elul is? I'm telling you. We're going to bring back the Vardik to Klal Yisrael, the sweetness of an Elul. I'm telling you. You're going to love every second. Yeah, we'll talk. We're going to bring back the good old days. You know, when the Vardavi used to cry when every time they daven Shemin Esra. You think that is a sweet Shemin Esra. They weren't crying from depression. No. They cry with Simcha, with Tiras Alev. They cried, Eivishta. With emotion. I used to go to Kfar Chasidim. I went there once. I have a friend, Rabbi Yehuda Levenberg, at Tzadik Yisrael Deilim. He's one of the fixtures of Lakewood. He's learning Kol Yomav, ligging and learning. He's a son-in-law of Ramatra Schwab, the Tzadik of Muncie. He's a very good friend of mine. He invited me to come to his place in Kfar Chasidim. He was learning Kfar Chasidim. Al Tzbach and Eretz Yisrael, and I came to visit him up there one. I saw the Bel Yalapian, the way he davened Shemin Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem. The way he davened like a soldier, the way he said, Amen, Yeshmer, Abba, Amen. Yehei, Shemeid, Abba, the way he said it with his whole heart. I can't describe what a beautiful, the way the person was so beautiful. He said, Gilil, yo, you know that, Rebel Yalapian, the Klainakite. Anyway, and there was a bucket there, one or two or three of them. They used to daven Shemin Esrei, used to cry and cry. I was watching every Shemin Esrei. They went on forever. He cried. Israeli Bachrim. How did that happen? Rebellion. We have a rebellion Lapian from Kelm. And he was there with you. He made a Rishim on them. The sweetness of Amaliga, you know. Okay, look. We say, I like to be an American Harry. Don't give me this business. Sigit. But it's been a Harry. David still made me like that. I'm not a Gansa Harry either. I'm a mechzer. I Okay, you should know, my father and my shver never could look at pizza. They couldn't even stomach it. They couldn't get near it. They smelled the rat. The stomach's red. That's Esav. I don't know. It's Italy. But a pizza, they just couldn't do it. I mean, they smelled something's not right over here. It's too... So I, maybe I shouldn't say it in public, I do eat pizza. But I never, ever tasted sushi. I have no interest in it either. You can eat my sushi if you want. I have no... So that's my madrega. You know, each person has madrega, what, how much he ate, how much... Anyway, so let's get back. Where are we up to? So, in the bar, they cried when they damaged him. I want to bring it back. And when Elul is, yeah, how much fun it is to cry when you're damaged. You're there. The Abish is next to you. You know how they did that in the bar? I'll tell you how. The head wasn't swimming with COVID. You know what COVID does to you? Forget it. You're allowed to have COVID, Nishkefel. But ideally, you know. Okay, now, we're talking about Purim. Jesus wrote to make, I had a serious physical illness. And Purim, I got up and I went to work and I dabbed my head off alone with the Abishta. Mites of Purim, it disappeared and didn't come back. It was real. Another younger man I know, he was a 33-year-old bacha. And he took Purim serious, and he became a chassan 2 months later. I know these firsthand, me and him. And of course, you know, it's known. So I hope you can do it now too. But me as a gantz yom pidim, I do these things all year round. I'm not kidding. Anyway, so Purim is very the thing that I want to tell with the olam. I would recommend. First of all, have a good time. Kanak, enjoy. Purim, have fun. Simcha is not a joke. Simcha, people don't chop. I want to tell you something. Take a look. Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos. Right? You can't. Shabbos. What's Shabbos? Binyan Beis HaMikdash means doing something. You know, it says Avraham Avinu didn't like people who did nothing. He liked workers. People accomplishing, doing. Batola is the worst thing. Shabbos? Chal Shabbos? What is, explain. What does Chil Shabbos mean? Not relaxing. Mois Yumos. Shabbos means the mitzvah is to relax. Then you make something just to work hard to do. And that's more holy, relaxing. The mitzvah relaxing is more holy than doing. I don't want to get involved too much. First of all, Shabbos means betochen. Ikin esinus atayir is betochen. But if you're not going to be at ease, then chas v'shalom, dis-ease. Shabbos means relax. There's an eibush there. Don't get it. By yisurim menu adbaika, the mon. If you leave over, you know what leaving over means? You don't trust the eibush there, and you got to leave over for tomorrow, the mon, right? If you put it, if you have a bank account, no, I didn't need that. If you leave over, then you're not trusting him. But you see, Dosen and Avidim, the lowlifes, they're the ones who left over. Today, that would be called a practical, down-to-earth person. You must save for tomorrow. What are you doing? But then, if you're not relaxed and you're having fun, then go eat as much as you want. Enjoy yourself. You're not enjoying yourself. You know what Shabbos Shabbosim means? Take a look at the Targum Yenison, Tafnukim. They say, Madam, you have to eat good foods. Shabbat. It means you have to be very relaxed. Rashi says, Margoya. You have to be mamish. There's a mitzvah to relax. In the physical body, don't do well. If you're not at ease, then you get this ease. Chas v'shalom. It's a metzias. You have to give yourself a break. The Abishto, what do I want to bring from all this? And you got to be in Shabbos. I tell my Talmidim, boys, you can eat as much nash as you want. Tell your parents that I said, You must have nash. I give them homework every year of Shabbos. Dear parents, this is their homework. I'm very strict. I want to report Sunday morning that you stuffed them up with candy, chocolate cake, and ice cream. It's Shabbos. What's with you guys? I'm joking. I don't do that, but I do tell the kids that you can tell the parents in my name. I want you to have a good time. And Yom Tov, Kloyes V'Goyzim. You got it. You know, the Alvin Slobodka says, if you can learn old Shabbos, you pack away, finish a perik, do whatever you want. But you didn't need 3 meal shoulder shooters? No good. And learn as much as you want. You have to have a good time. Yes. Having a good time is Kodesh Kedoshim. By us Jews, you didn't have a good time. What's with you? And this Arab doctor said to Bnei Brak, all the happy people, they were dismissed from the hospital during Corona, faster than everybody. It's a Matthias in the Bria. You got to be happy. They just want happy people. Purim, get to it. Happiness is everything. You're showing the Abish, I'm so happy you made me. I'm so happy to be with such lovely people. Bnei Teira, Tzadikim, Hasidim, Sfardim, the sweetest people in the world are sitting right here. And I have Dafka, the best of the best. That's my schooler. All the people that come to my thing, I'm Ruach HaKodesh. I know every person here through and through. And I know there's the purest, holiest people are here. And when they come out of my place, they're even better if it's possible. It's even better if it's shy to get better. I want to tell you, Meredith, the Shoshana Samokim. You ever heard of the Prima Gadim? Prima Gadim wrote a sefer called Shoshana Samokim. And Agdam, he writes like this. First, he says, how do I write a sefer? Who am I to why write? So, if Agdam is a snatzlus, full of Gdali Hazman, how dare I write a sefer? He has Chazal, Kol HaTorah Kula. Every person has a chelik in Torah, therefore I'm allowed to. So, you'll be my, please be my chelik, all the Gdali Hazman, but I wrote a sefer, I'm allowed to. Anyway, okay. Now, the question is, who did I write it for? So, he writes like this. You got to see it. Shoshana Samokim, Prima Gadim Sefer. He writes, who did I write it for? I wrote it for people on my madrega in learning and people less than me in Yimotze. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Prima go, you want to look at it? In Yimotze. Did you hear what's going on? Today, they would say, uh-oh, which therapist could deal with him? He's got serious problems. He thinks there's nobody worse than him. I mean, Matze, if someone less than me, Matze. Prima Gadim, it seems he was okay, you know? And he didn't need a therapist after saying that. Is that interesting? Today's Nusach, I don't know if I would write like that. I would write a little bit different. I mean, Matze, someone better than me, I'm not so sure you can find that. Better than me? I was a child. L'chaim teivam alishalom. I spoke in one of these far off places, and I had one criticism. One criticism I had. Somebody told me, you go around telling him that you're a great guy, and they don't look at it a little funny. You know, this guy goes around, I'm the best guy around. So somebody told me, you know, people might look, I don't know if they understand, you know, that you're, what you doing? What's this guy all about? He's the egomaniac. You know, he thinks he's just that. So I decided after that, nowadays, people aren't, you know, I have a joke. I don't want to show it. I shouldn't show it. I have a little one of these things that says a funny thing. And this morning, after davening, I showed it around to younger light. They got everybody laughing their heads off. But I noticed that half the people, I don't know if they shop jokes. Not everybody shops. What was that? A joke? What's a joke? Mayan Shmitas. What's a joke exactly? What does that mean? You don't know. My mother's, you know, I have Yekesha blood. I have a side to me that's a little bit like that, you know. I don't want to say it on Torah. You can pass it around. You want to laugh a little bit? Yeah, pass it around. So we gave it to me. It's funny. You'll see. Enjoy. No, it's good. It's a good one. The Chaim. Chaim, Tayyib al Sham. You got a machfrelas. There was a yid. And, Mr. Gullis, just be a schluss for his Haley and Hashemah. My hat's around anyway. In his hat, it was written. I remember the first time I discovered his hat, it said it like this. It was a sticker in there. Big sticker inside the hat. Instead of his name, it said like this. Like H-E-L-L, it's yours. Put it back. Shoy, mach freilach. What do you care? Mach a joke. Mach. I'm not going to say that in public. Somebody told me, Mandel, that doesn't pass for you to go with that. So I says, I'm desperate. You know, the Yid and I knew Rabbi Yochum Schlesinger. I remember him. I had a schmooze with him. He was laughing from the beginning of the schmooze to the end. He just didn't stop laughing. You know, the Yid and I knew Reb Gershon Lieberman used to sit there and roll. Reb Nussin used to roll. All the people I knew, they were happy. Reb Aaron Cutler was unbelievably besimcha. Him and Reb Moshe Feinstein were unbelievably besimcha every minute. You know that? I just heard it from someone who knew that. Well, a rub there in Passaic, Rabbi Singer, I think his name is Nomer. Rabbi Singer, he told this to me. He saw Rabbi Aaron said about Reb Moshe, he's my best friend. Ah, they were happy, oozing with simcha, oozing. And they were literature. Imagine. They were literature. Even literature are happy. I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. Rabbi said, I didn't mean that. Chas v'shalom. Literature, the happiest people around. Had to make fun of somebody over here, or else it's no. You know, l'chaim, l'chaim, tayvam, l'shalom.
Amen.
So they want to the Rebbe's latest mitzvahs. I once said a book a long time ago. Oh, thank you. I once said a book a long time ago. My chassidus has a big mila over all other chassidus. Why? Because every chassidus, the chassidim spend time doing different things. The tish, you have to get the tish ready, you have to give some money, you have to, it requires, then there's time that you gotta say how great your Rebbe is, and how he's better than everyone else, that type of stuff. So that other shtickle, you don't have to do, you can learn, I take care of that. I say how great I am. I'll be much to everybody. You know what the Gain says, Yalu Chazar, V'loi Picha. Shlomo Melech said, let other people praise you, not you. So the Gain, Luchazar, V'loi, if you don't hear them praising you, Picha, you do the job. The Gain says it, the Mashal says it, and I think two more Mepharads will say it. So I'm a Hader, just in case the Elam isn't raving over me, I'll do the job. So I might say it. Anyway, I'm joking. So Rabbi said, make sure Purim said alone. Tell the Abish I love you. Tell him. Say it. I love you. Say it. I love you, Tata. I love you like, you know, there's a shear. Who? You want to hear my latest mipus? My latest mipus, I was on the phone with a couple 5 months ago. I just got a report. I had them eat tight. It was a long guy. I thought it was in 10 minutes. I had one in 10 minutes. I made each one say nice stuff about each other. They were killing each other. And the Shalom Bayis turned around completely. I see this guy regularly. I have 5 of them in the same exact story.
What?
Praises. That was good. So each one had to say, so I had them on the phone. They were on the phone for an hour, he and her. I got a phone call 3 months later. Adayim, the Shalom Bayis is a new world. Because I had them. Now, I want to tell you one thing about that one. I'll tell you. I had a shekel go on that. I held it's a brainstorm. That do that. I heard other people also do it. But then one of the people I did it with, I did it 5 couples in the span of 2 weeks. And then that was that tkufa. One of the guys told me, Adayim Yah Shalom Bayis, but for a total different reason. So I told myself, I know why. Because he never had before. Until I did that, because I'm going to be samech on that trick. That's also not betochen in the Yevishter. I don't need that trick. Do you know how many Shalom Bayis I had without doing a thing? Someone in Eretz Yisrael, they called me a year later. He gave us a bracha Shalom Bayis on the spot. It was over. The war was over. I have a few like that. I don't know him. I don't know her. Oh, you need Shalom Bayis? Okay, Eibishter, give him Shalom Bayis. Boom. You need a therapist? Give him a bracha. Shalom Bayis. I promise you. One in Eretz Yisrael, one in America. I have about 4 cases. Boom. That I remember. I probably have 10 more. But give a bracha. Shalom Bayis. Gendik. Don't get complicated. I'll tell you, one of the cases that I had that didn't last, lasted 1 week. I gave Shalom Bayis. Especially when I don't want to hear the details, I get a special siyata d'shmaya. You know, a bracha is not dava b'mida, b'mishkol, or b'minyan. There's a gemara in Tainus. There's no bracha. Details can kill your tmimus. It can kill your betachim. Details are no good. So, when you know details, it makes you lose. You start thinking too much. You lose everything. So they're saying the Beis Halevi says such a bot about in Parnassa. Yeah, but you don't know. Yeah, but talking things will happen. Once you start being ma'ayin, you lose your betachin. I tell you, murder the mice. My betachin weeklies. When I stand around. And I want to see who's taking it, who's getting it. No good. It's against. I just was in the Seal Das from the whole thing. And I'm standing by the mikveh. I'm talking to somebody. And the whole place is taking it from me. You're a mazik. Because you're worried. And you're thinking how, what, when. You hear this? You hear this? You hear what? I heard a miser, Baron Kreiser. This guy's he was a shver who was holding out edemus all over. And one of the new edemus, the new one, was a bookkeeper. He says, okay, I'll look at the books. And he looks at all the books. And he says, shver, according to the books, you're bankrupt. So the shver says, who tells you to look at the books? That's something. And he wasn't a vardik. You get into details, you fall. This younger man with the Shalom Bayis, this guy, his wife texts him all his chesreinus, and she's good. She is good. You're crazy. She never should have married you. She's gewaldig. She knows how to say. Navariga would run after her. Just what we're looking for. Looking high and low. You foot the bill. Dalang. She has a knows how to put him in a place. And this guy, he showed me this. His wife's texting, Zach. He saves him. He saves, you know, he wants to hold on to those beautiful letters that his wife writes him. Don't ask me why he does that. Then he tells me, look what she does. It's like a ganze mahagetzach. So when I just started with him, I gave him one bracha. And I says, I can't get involved. This is too messy for me. I don't want to get involved. I gave him one bracha. And that night, he said, the next day he calls me, something got into me. I suddenly started doing the dishes. I was acting different. My wife, she showed me the text. I don't know what happened to you, but you're so different. Then he says, look at the next text. Dear so-and-so, the only text that was nice, right after my bracha. This went on for a week. They were mamish happy. It was murdering, and more things were happening, and suddenly that's working, and this is working. It worked for a week until they went back to the therapist. So I promise you, I'm not saying this. They went back to the therapist, and it was over. You know, the other one I had was also such a matzav, where I told one of them was a long distance, and they're both on the phone, and he starts cursing out to the ground. I didn't like it. I says, "Oh, this is nicht von mir. Are you going to tell me she did wrong? That you're going to crossfire? I don't deal with that. I can't be civil that stuff. If give a chabracha, you're cured. No more pshalom bias. That Shabbos, this person never looks his wife in the face. He always looks away. That's the problem. That's the man. They're married many, many years. He doesn't look at her. He does. I don't know. Shmira Sinai. Cook nishtaf the fray. Doesn't look at her. The Shabbos after the bracha, there were 100 people in his house, and he made kiddush. He ignored all the 100 people, and he was looking at his wife all the time. A year and a half later, he called me up. The shalom bias is A1. I gave one bracha. Simon goes, "Don't complicate me, you know?" Anyway, spend some time with the Yebishter. How much more? Okay, 2 minutes left, 3 minutes left. I'll start with the questions. Spend time alone with the Rebbeinu Shem. And until Purim, take a long, they have these little tiny jacks. If you don't want to take along a little funny thing like I'm carrying, like this thing. How many people held it? Was Nishkash, you know? Nishkash. Oh, it wasn't bad, was it? I need more like this. You know, you need some good. You know, the
they have half a million people curious what the joke is.
What the joke is? I don't know. For those that are going to say, that doesn't pass, you'll have to be here. So I'll show it to you. I keep you in suspense. That makes me more chashy. You think you know everything? This is reserved for those who are zeicha to be in. Say, you got to be zeicha to hear my jokes. These jokes are holy. The two batchanim, the Gemara and Tainus, b'nei olam abba, don't make cheering up, no? Simcha is not a joke. The belt don't chop. You know what the best of us say? Simcha is in gullus. They think the guy's a happy guy. He's a little funny. He's a little tibidate. Oh, he's always laughing. He's always laughing. You know, it's not the belt doesn't chop. What it's everything. It's machal. Chilul Shabbos means chilul fun. That's what it means. Chilul relaxing. Chilul betochen. People, you have to have betochen. When you're in trouble, you got to calm yourself down. So you have betochen. It's a mitzvah, Rav Weinkrieg. Shtocha, you're mechuyiv to chill out. And your body, he'll tell you. You don't chill up? Oh, ho, ho. They say the books they write, the businessmen who don't know how to fight worry, it's not healthy physically. I don't want to say what happens. Shem Yerachim. It's not. Worry? Whoever calls me up. You know how many people I saved? I says, one of my best cases, I've mentioned it many times. You're afraid of his yenis. He had yena machlo. And I says, tell me, who's bothering you? And sure enough, his wife yells at him an hour a day, according to his perception. If he says an hour, it's probably half an hour. But if people always see things, you know, like this. And if he says she's shekel, she's probably, you gotta subtract a big chunk. Everything we do, we blow up. You know that? We blow up. You gotta see good. Can't everybody makes things bad. I got to tell you, my Reb Shlenkele from Babov, a friend of mine, he was a Baal Tshuva, he became a Babov. And parents got a hold of him, put on a beard right away. He fitted very well with the, even though Baal Tshuva, but he was one of the boys overnight. He could have been a Glitziana Yid from 50 years ago. He fit in. He wasn't like, oh, how did they, you know, Baal Tshuva is a little bit, they got a lot of schar, those people. Those guys that make Birkas HaTorah and everyone looks at them, who's that interesting guy? Boy, are they getting Elam Haba. Their Birkas HaTorah is better than all of ours. I tied it, the Yekis. I'm a Yeki myself. Torasau. No, that's Torasau. No, say not Torah, and everyone's smirking. He's the one person that has the Abishta. Everyone else, Mach Chain of Bruchas. He's him with his Litvisha. He says it good. See the Shazakhtas in his way. Everybody's got a backing of that's the way to do it. You're going to feel to get, and he feels out of place. He's got, I hold, his biggest attire is worth 1,000 times more than anybody. And everything, any guy that's a little interesting in any way, he should thank Hashem 1,000,000 times. If he's quiet, thank Hashem. You're quiet, you don't get so much covered. Beautiful. Or yeah, this guy doesn't like me so much. A bracha. It's just the opposite of what you think it is. Thank Hashem all day for all those. I'm a little this. Gavaldig has been a Shemayim. And no, it takes away Gehenna, so you don't have so much kuvit. Now, Rav Schlang said, so he came in one day without a beard because his parents made him ice board. He came into the tish. Rav Schlang was he sweet. Rav Schleimkele, the Babava. Ugh, was he sweet. I remember. He was Zis Kaita Lane. He had class. Ah, he loved everybody. Just look at his face. The goodness is all over the place. Anyway, so I watched the boy on his tish where he gave out all the chalas and he watched. Did you get? He's married. He's home chalas. He's loving everybody. Ah. Anyway, so you know what he said? In front of everybody, he came in without his beard, you know? Because his parents, about Chiva, they didn't let him. He came in like this, and he noticed it. In front of the whole tish, they buche hot noch abud. This bacha still has a beard. He did the best he could. The parents made him take it off. That means he lost the beard? No? He didn't. He has two beards. No? I hold he has two beards. That's the only magia I would give. I would say, he's having bezyanis, and he couldn't help it. His parents, so he said, I would say, punfakir.